Fry Orthodontics presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Your smile is just the start. Online at fryorthodontics.com.
We live in a time and a society today where there's so much more information at our disposal and so much more technology, but we all kind of yearn for the days and the years where there was more personal contact, where it was easier to reach somebody and speak with them, when some of the simplicities of life we took for granted that are now so difficult. We've been discussing recently how hard it is to reach people these days. Are we supposed to go on Twitter and try to direct message them? Do you go to a Facebook page and try to reach them that way? You call people, you send them emails. I've even gone around to places now and left like personal notes and letters to folks and can't get responses. People don't respond anymore. They just don't. It's an impersonal society. In many ways, it's not better. In many ways, it's much better. I've recently had a banking situation where there was a fraud alert on my account. And what we had to do was close the account and reopen it. It is amazing how difficult that is. Back in the day, when there was no online banking and electronics and whatever, you had a bad check, the bank would cover it, it would be canceled out, something like that would happen, or somebody, you know, does something with your account. You don't have to change everything. But if they get your information now, you're screwed. And everybody knows that. And it's a great inconvenience, and it doesn't really feel like progress at times. One of the things that I personally don't like is that it's just difficult to reach people on the phone now. They screen your call, they ignore you, they don't return calls. We're impersonal. Another thing that I really miss, and we get some of this through emails, and I do email a lot of the listeners of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, and I enjoy it very much. One of the things that I miss is handwritten notes or letters. Letter writing is dead. We used to write letters to apply for jobs. We used to write letters to former college classmates and send them across the country. We used to write letters, and it was so interesting and exciting to open them and see what was going on with people. I had several people that instead, friends that didn't live in the Kansas City area that we didn't see very often, that instead of sending Christmas cards every year, they would maybe put a card in there, but they would put a letter in there as well. Here's what our year was like. And it was fun to read. A letter is a lost art. A beautifully written letter is a lost art. We have a classic example of why a letter is a fantastic tool even today. And that is University of Florida President Ben Sasse. He's a former senator, and he took over earlier this year as the new president of the University of Florida. And this is in response to demonstrations on his campus by people supporting Palestine and therein supporting, I guess by default, Hamas and the atrocities committed by these terrorists. There was a vigil held, and he wrote an open letter, the president of the University of Florida, to the Jewish students, Jewish supporters, and Jewish people in general. And this letter is so brilliant, I'm going to read it for you because I think it's the most interesting thing I've seen this week and the best context on this conflict in Israel and Gaza that I've read. And I'm a big fan of letters. I'm a big fan of beautifully written letters, and this is one. He writes the open letter to his Jewish supporters. Many of you have reached out about the vigil at University of Florida last night. I was overwhelmed to see 1,000 Gators standing with Israel. You can find my remarks here. The chaos at the event was an unfortunate end to a beautiful gathering, but I wanted to let you know there was no attack on campus, and the injuries that have been reported seem to be minor. From what we gather, a student passed out, and when a fellow student called 911, other students, understandably on edge, fled. While we all wish the night ended differently, we are tremendously proud of the students who came to stand with Israel. I hope Rabbi Jonah and Rabbi Burrell reschedule the vigil, and I hope the community reconvenes. Like you, I am tremendously grateful for our students. University of Florida is home to the largest number of Jewish students at any university in America. We are honored by and committed to that legacy. Our Jewish students and alumni around the world have been devastated by Hamas terrorism. I will not tiptoe around this simple fact. What Hamas did is evil, and there is no defense for terrorism. This shouldn't be hard. Sadly, too many people in elite academia have been so weakened by their moral confusion that when they see videos of raped women, hear of beheaded babies, or learn of a grandmother burned in her own home, the first reaction of some is to, quote, provide context, unquote, and try to blame the raped women, beheaded baby, or the murdered grandma. In other grotesque cases, they express simple support for the terrorists. This thinking isn't just wrong, it's sickening. It's dehumanizing. It is beneath people called to educate our next generation of Americans. I am thankful to say I have not seen examples of that here at the University of Florida, either from our faculty or our student body. As for us, our educational mission begins here with the recognition and explicit acknowledgement of human dignity, the same human dignity that Hamas terrorists openly scorn. Every single human life matters. We are committed to that truth, and we will tell the truth. In the coming days, it is possible that anti-Israel protests will come to UF's campus. I've told our police chief and administration that this university always has two foundational commitments. We will protect our students, and we will protect free speech. This is always true. Our Constitution protects the right of people to make abject idiots of themselves if they choose. But I also want to be clear about this. We will protect our Jewish students from violence. If anti-Israel protests come, we will absolutely be ready to act if anyone dares escalate beyond peaceful protest. Speech is protected, but violence and vandalism are not. I'm so grateful to have heard from so many of you. Like I said at the vigil last night, when evil raises its head, as it has in recent days, it is up to men and women of conscience and courage to draw strength from truth and commit ourselves to the work of building something better, to the work of pursuing justice and pursuing peace. That is what we aim to do through education, compassion, and truth here at the University of Florida. Sincerely, Ben. You can't say it any better. I've received emails from many of you about my support for Israel, about choosing sides in this conflict, about my waning support for the war in Ukraine. And apparently I've not been very clear with some of you about why I have made the decision on what is important to me and what is not that important to me. I tried to articulate this earlier in the week in saying that I am not in any way, shape, or form afraid of Russian terrorists hurting me or my family. I am worried that Hamas is in our country, that there are radical, whatever Palestinians are, there's never been a Palestine there. There's never been an actual country of Palestine. It is, and they have their own flag, which they've never really had a country. This is all marketing terrorism. That's what it is. These are fanatics. I would simply put it this way. 25 Americans are dead, and an unknown number of American hostages are in captivity right now by Hamas in Gaza. The 25 Americans were murdered. It was not an accident. It was not random. They were targeted and they were murdered. How many Americans have the Israelis taken hostage? How many Americans have Israelis beheaded and targeted? How many Americans has Putin held hostage or beheaded or murdered because he found an American somewhere in Ukraine? These are the simple questions, and you can think your podcast host here is a simpleton. These are the simple questions I ask myself. What is the group killing, targeting, and holding Americans hostage? It is Hamas. There's never been a Palestine there. We have tried for 75 years to clean up the Middle East, which is very difficult to do, and give them a place to call home. There was even a peace contract, a peace resolution, for the Palestinians to live in the Gaza City, Gaza Strip, very highly populated, dense area that they can call home, and that wasn't good enough for them. They say it's an open-air prison. It will never be good enough for them. There's never been a Palestine on that ground, ever. The people that live there put Hamas in charge. They said, we trust in you because we hate the Israelis too. These quote-unquote citizens that live in the Gaza area want Israelis dead. They may not fight. They may be women. They may be children. But they have all been raised, born and raised the same way. We want the Zionists killed. They're oppressive. They're keeping us down. Oh, of course there's Palestinians in America. You're clearly free to come and go from Gaza if you have the means to do so. But they've stayed. And they've put Hamas in power to basically be their arbiter of everything. Their government, if you will. Hamas is their government, a terrorist organization. Hamas made a decision that will end Hamas. They launched 300 rockets at once on Saturday morning into Israel, killing hundreds, not and now thousands. Hamas, like, literally could be gone within a week. There are 300,000 Israeli troops on the border. This is a very small area. The Gaza Strip is a very small area. I think it's about 30 miles long, maybe a little longer than that. But there's 2.5 million people in there. It's heavily populated. It is like a major city. They have bombed strategic buildings over the last couple days and collapsed them. The Israelis say they have taken out some of the leaders of Hamas, and they're going to go in on the ground. The United States has aircraft carriers stationed nearby. One aircraft carrier, I think it's the Gerald Ford, has 97 aircraft on it and can do just about anything. Special forces can launch from that aircraft carrier and do special missions to get our hostages out, and will if we find out where they are. Now Hamas will probably, in the end, when the walls close in on them, just kill their hostages. We will probably not get Americans out, but we might. I'm holding out hope that we do. This is not Ukraine, folks. It is not Russia and Ukraine. This is not about money, okay, which is what Ukraine is. It's not about where so many people in our swamp, Washington, D.C., have made all their money in Ukraine. Yes, of course, there are people in D.C. that have made money in Israel and deal in Israeli culture and things of that nature. We somehow seem somewhat divided over this in this country. We have members in the House of Representatives flying Palestinian flags outside their office. Again, a flag of a country that never was. Black Lives Matter is supporting the terrorists. They believe that the people that live in Gaza have been as oppressed as slaves in the United States, that a peace treaty allowing them to have their own land was nothing. I don't understand it. And I don't understand some of the emails I'm getting from some of you. If you don't recognize that this fight can come to America, that terrorists have and will and maybe are here, but they will come here and hurt us. If you literally walk around every day and you're more afraid of Russians and Vladimir Putin than Hamas, we're just different people. I don't think I'm bigoted by this. I think my life's experience watching Iran hold hostages, Beirut barracks of military be bombed by Iran, and terrorists funded by Iran, 9/11, what do you got to know about these people? They want us dead. Russia wants some land back. These Palestinians don't want that land. That's not it. They want Jewish people and Americans dead. That's all. They're murderous thugs. And I appreciate the letter that Ben Sass wrote. And that, yes, Americanized it. It brought it home to our shores. And I think he speaks the truth. And I support whatever it is that we feel like we need to do with our military in retaliation or in prevention of any more Americans being murdered and beheaded or taken hostage. We are so desensitized in this era of so much information, so much technology. We hear and see these things and we're desensitized to it all. All things are not equal. Americans getting their heads chopped off and being held hostage is different than Ukraine. If you can't see that, I can't show you the forest. We'll just have to disagree. One giant contrast came to light this week between a Republican and a Democrat, both named Corey, ironically. Florida Congressman Corey Mills is a former Army Ranger, Army serviceman. And when this conflict broke out, he immediately got on a private plane and flew to Israel and has organized with others and helped rescue 32 Americans and get them out of the country. This is a congressman, a Republican, that wasn't on Capitol Hill to vote on the new speaker because he was in Israel getting Americans out. Cory Booker, the senator, Democrat, from New Jersey, I believe, was in Israel when the bombings occurred. He used privilege and favor to get the hell out as fast as he could. Remarkable contrast there. We're seeing stories like this everywhere. I reported to you earlier that the Canadian Broadcasting Company has put out an email that says they will not use the term terrorist, and if any source that they use says terrorist, they must explain that as an opinion, not a fact. The New York Times wrote a story earlier this week where they said terrorists from Hamas had killed Israelis and apparently was posted and up for about an hour before they caught it and changed terrorist to gunman. The New York Times will not use the term terrorist. These are dangerous times, folks. If you don't understand and don't remember those airplanes flying into those buildings, and don't realize as we go about living our lives why you spend so damn much time at the airport getting through security. Why is that? Why do we do all the inconvenient things that we do every day? Why do we start putting concrete and steel pillars outside buildings so truck bombs don't go in, like under the World Trade Center, or even domestically, like Timothy McVeigh in Oklahoma City? Why do we do all these things? Because we don't really have some giant threat that a country is going to come in here and take over our country. We may have a giant threat that a political party is going to take over our country and forever change it, but we don't have a giant threat that some country is going to come occupy us. We should always be on high alert for terrorism, always, and never more than now. One of the leaders of Hamas has called for global jihad on Friday. That's Friday the 13th in America, by the way. And he has called for anyone sympathetic to Palestine to go carry a sign. Risk your life and blood for Allah and commit jihad. Now, we see all these Palestinian students gathering at colleges. They're a lot of young men, impressionable young men, that have been taught one thing since birth, and they hear this call to jihad. What do they do? What will they do? I don't know. I don't know if anything's going to happen Friday, but I don't think we're taking it very seriously. And I think we should, because even a formerly good person right now that is considers themselves Palestinian would be sympathetic to Hamas watching the bombings of the Gaza Strip. They could become radicalized instantly and just go wild with a gun somewhere. Even if it's just walking into their campus library and shooting it up. I don't know. But this is outrageous that Hamas is calling for global jihad. Anywhere evil exists, and evil to them is anyone that's Jewish and anyone that's American. We are their target. For those that don't understand it, my fear is that we will find that out. And it will not be good. Senator Josh Hawley is always right on these things. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, this is from Politico. Well, Hawley wants to redirect the funds from Ukraine to Israel, and he's all over Blinken right now. He says he's hearing from Missouri families who have people in Israel and they can't get a hold of them, that we got to get more ships, more planes, more buses, more everything into Israel and get Americans out. Hawley's really pushing this. The Biden administration, like the Biden administration does, is dragging their feet. They move very slowly. They wait to do voter polls before they decide what they're going to do. This is in Politico, and this is the worst written lead of any story since the conflict broke out on Saturday. Tell me what's wrong with this, lead sentence in a story about Josh Hawley with a headline that says basically Hawley's stupid and doesn't understand anything. It's a hit piece. Quote, Josh Hawley wants to redirect funding from Ukraine to Israel, which raises the question, why does the senator care more about Israel's borders than our own? Excuse me? Josh Hawley wants to redirect funding from Ukraine to Israel, which raises the question, why does the senator care more about Israel's borders than our own? Yeah, that's not what I hear. What I hear him say is, I care more about Israel than Ukraine. We're spending the money. Let's redirect it and support it immediately where it is most needed, immediately where Americans are in peril, immediately where we can get Americans out and get them home safely. Where people as recently as 5 weeks ago, Kansas State's basketball team was in Israel on a basketball/missionary tour to go see all the holy sites and the land. It's a tourist destination. Americans live there. This is not a place where people have felt like they were in danger. I would never have gone to Israel, but people do. I have friends from that contingent that went. I know they were just there. Nobody has said how many Americans are in Israel right now. It's into the tens of thousands. We have to get them out. Josh Hawley is saying, let's redirect the funds. And Politico's take on this, this is what's outrageous about Democrats, is why does the senator care more about Israel's borders than our own? Really? Now Politico and the Democrats want to talk about our own borders? They can never be consistent with their arguments. Never. In their policies. They can't. It's impossible for them. They worry about Ukraine's borders, don't care about the Israel border, and then all of a sudden use our border against Josh Hawley. What? These people are nuts. It's like they write one thing, they see one story and don't like this person, and so they go after him and forget what their stance has been on other things, like our border. Let's go get Hawley for not caring about the U.S. border. Really? Oh boy, make that stick. My God, these people. God bless Josh Hawley for doing what he's doing, trying to get those Americans home and his Missourians home. KKHI is brought to you by Cross Kitchens, Kansas City's remodeler. Tim and Brittany Cross have a wonderful family-owned business. Right now, they have told me, and last time they did this for about 4 or 5 weeks, it's a limited time only. I don't know how long they're going to offer this, but you have to contact them, all right, and set up an appointment to meet with them. If you set up an appointment to meet with Cross Kitchens about a remodel right now, they're going to do free granite countertops with your job, with your qualifying job. They're going to do free granite countertops. This is a real promotion. Last time when he did it, he was like, man, some of these jobs, my margin's pretty thin when I start giving this stuff away. It's legit. He's honest. It's fair. His workers are looking for some work right now. They got a couple of open weeks coming up next month. They'd love to schedule some work at your home. This is the best time in months to call Cross Kitchens and consider a remodel. If you call now, you're eligible for the free countertops if your job qualifies. 816-898-7047. That's 816-898-7047. Online, crosskitchenskc.com. Bstock.net. Whoa, don't forget that big retail area they got at Bstock. We know they're a great online company, and you can order all kinds of cool stuff from Bstock.net. If you love electronics, computers, accessories, televisions, and have them shipped right to your door. But man, there's something too, 14680 South Flaming Road. It's the old Toys R Us building. They use it as a warehouse, but the front is a retail area. There's nothing fancy. You can still see Jeffrey the Dinosaur on the floor right there. But all their appliances are on display. If you're looking for appliances, start here. Start here and look at the prices of everything they have. They have TVs, laptops, Apple items, accessories out on the display floor. They also have appliances in all shapes and sizes and models. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves left in stock. Go to the retail store this weekend, 14680 South Flaming Road in Olathe. And don't forget their doorbuster is a Samsung 65-inch 4K smart TV for $349 October only. You can bundle it with a Chromebook for $50. That's $400 for a Chromebook computer and a 65-inch Samsung TV, $400 only. Bstock.net in Olathe. All right, the Chiefs are playing tonight, and we'll get into that a little bit more later in the podcast. They're playing against the Denver Broncos. Remember this. Well, if you want to go, Tickets for Less is the way to go tonight. Last minute tickets, great. Promo code KKHI, it will save you money. If you want to go tonight, the weather's going to be warm. Chiefs Broncos, KKHI, ticketsforless.com, KKHI. Or if you want to go to any of the road games this week, you want to go to Lexington to see the Tigers, Stillwater to see the Jayhawks, Lubbock to see the Wildcats, tickets available, ticketsforless.com, promo code KKHI. But remember, if the Chiefs win tonight, okay, if they win tonight, and they should score a lot, the Broncos' defense is terrible. Tomorrow only, your Chiefs purchase gets that many dollars off. If the Chiefs score 38 tonight, tomorrow, for 24 hours after the game, $38 off at ticketsforless.com. Just remember that. The Chiefs promo code is ChiefsWin. ChiefsWin if they score a bunch of points tonight against the Broncos. I saw a tweet yesterday from a fellow that took a screenshot of an ad that had been taken out on one of these job websites. They're looking to hire temporary workers. We'll pay you $15 an hour. Come in and work for a few days. Do this, do that. They're no longer hiding their game. It worked so well for them to convince people in the middle, voters in the middle in America, that you cannot vote for Trump, that he's crazy, he's mean, he's a radical, that you cannot vote for Trump. It worked so well hating on Trump and demonstrating and picketing against Trump and having the media bash Trump and arresting Trump and doing all these other things. It worked so well for them, they will not stop. Trump's scheduled to be in Phoenix for a speech in Arizona and on the job board, $15 an hour. 2 to 11 p.m., that's 9 hours, right? 2 to 11 p.m., $15 an hour. That's a good amount of money. 135 bucks. 2 to 11 p.m., we would like you to come outside the convention center. We'll provide you with signs, and you stand and you picket against Donald Trump. And we will pay you $135. It's voting psychology, folks. That's all it is. Because what does the news do? They treat Trump and the protesters equally. They think that's equal coverage. They don't let you know that these people are here because they're paid to be here. These people have been standing outside for 8 hours waiting for Donald Trump to arrive. Yes, at $15 an hour. The ads are online. I think it would be funny if a bunch of conservatives signed up and took those jobs and then went and held actual Trump signs. That'd be really, really cool. I think it'd be kind of funny. Hey, congratulations to Pete Mundo, Ray Stevens, the guys over at KCMO Talk Radio 710. I've been a guest on there many times. I've filled in as a guest host. They have now made a switch at Cumulus Media. They flipped a couple of radio stations around. And they have a really good signal at 95.7 FM. It's 100,000 watts. That's best you can do. This is an awesome signal. KCMO Talk Radio 710 will stay on 710. But they will now be 95 Talk Radio 95.7 FM. This is a big signal. It's going to sound crystal clear. This is a big deal for conservative talk in Kansas City since Audacity now, Odyssey is what they're called. Odyssey used to be Entercom, basically ditched conservative talk with 98.1, where they don't allow any of their hosts to do anything political. They just sit there and talk about nothing all day, and they play only syndicated shows on 980. Which was great when Rush Limbaugh was on, but now it's not a very good lineup. It's not a very good radio station. So having conservative talkers on the air in Kansas City is a big deal. KCMO Talk Radio is doing it, and they have made a massive change to put Pete Mundo and all the other shows on 95.7 FM. Make the switch now. Congratulations, Pete, and all my friends over at KCMO Talk Radio. That's going to be a killer signal. It started today. They're up at 95.7 FM. You get in your car if you listen to 710 ever. And you want to listen to that, remember, you can get off of AM and go to FM, and 95.7 is the place. And I'll stand by this. If I ran that cluster, I might have considered taking that station and making it all sports. The first FM all sports station wins. It's insane that we live in a city this size and have a two-time Super Bowl champion team, and both sports radio stations are on AM radio. It's croaking. It's dying. It's not a thing. They're making cars without them. It's a shame. Of course you can stream it, but people don't. I think it's astonishing. The first FM wins. Couple of emails from listeners. This one, I'm not going to give the name. He was listening yesterday when I said, You know, NKC Dental has an aesthetics department. They also have a sleep disorder department now. He's branching out and having more medical clinics in there with his dentistry, Dr. Bush is, because he's just great like that. And we're giving away $100 gift cards if you'd like to go. The aesthetics is basically bags under your eyes. It's Botox type stuff, filler, lips, crow's feet, things of that nature. And maybe it isn't for you, but maybe your wife would like it. I have $100 gift cards. I'll just email you one. I'll just snail mail you one. If you want to go, make an appointment. I'll send you a $100 gift card. I'll just email it to you. If you email me, let me know you want one. Give me your address. And I already sent it off to this guy and sent it to him. And he writes, hey, I'll take one of those gift cards if you still have them. And then he says, for my wife and I, please. And I guess I didn't see that, but I only sent him one. I may have to send him another. Maybe they both want to go. He says, I'm a dental patient there and want to get the bags under my eyes fixed. I love Dr. Bush and Dr. V. That works for him. Both are great. Thank you. Sincerely, AS, or his initials. We'll give those. But sure enough, you want to do that at North Kansas City Dental and you know, get some of the work done there with their aesthetics, shoot me an email. I'll send you a $100 gift card. That's easy. Kevin at kkasissues.com. This from a gentleman who says, I took your advice and went to advanced medical imaging to get my calcium score. I'm only 34 years old, and I'm relatively active. I'm in the healthy weight range, and I still had a mildly elevated calcium score. Now I know, I guess I have a number to improve upon, and it just goes to show people shouldn't wait to get it checked. That is exactly right. Thank you, sir. I won't give your name either. These are medical issues. But I appreciate that. You're 34, healthy, and found a little bit of a calcium score. And after you went to advanced medical imaging, I love that. They're online at medimageks.com. Medimageks.com. I'm scheduling my physical there. There's also a doctor's clinic there. I'm going to schedule my physical and my heart scan for December. We'll get that done. We're going to get that on the books and get that done. Medimageks.com. Appreciate those folks. Thanks for the emails. Love it when you send me your emails about our sponsors. They're good folks, and they would love to work with you, and they'd be honored to have the opportunity to earn your business. On to sports. Chiefs play the Broncos on Thursday night. Here's what you got to know about Denver. We spent a great deal of time on this yesterday, and some of you will listen to this after the game has started, so I don't want to spend a lot of time on the Chiefs and Broncos today. That's why I did most of it yesterday. Denver's really good in the first quarter. Four of their five games, they scored a touchdown on their opening drive. When Sean Payton scripts the beginning of the game, he's very good. They do less as the game goes on. Russell Wilson is better. By every metric, he is better this year. The Broncos are number two in the NFL on opening drive. They're number 10 in the NFL in scoring offense. Sean Payton has improved their offense. All this talk about, you know, the past and Hackett and can Russ cook and all these other things. Now, they've made mistakes. They turned the ball over, and their defense is horrendous. The strangest thing about Denver's defense is they may have the best start. There's 64 starting cornerbacks in the NFL, corners. They may have the best in Patrick Surtain Jr., but they probably have the worst in Mathis. They have nothing in the middle. They have bookend cornerbacks. Everybody looks to Mathis and just picks on him. The quarterback rating is like almost perfect when you throw toward Mathis. He's made no plays, and everyone he covers is wide open. It's crazy how bad Denver's defense got in a hurry. So this is a different Denver team. A lot of people believe this is going to be a high-scoring game. The Chiefs' defense has been good. So I think the Chiefs' good defense will slow Denver down a little bit and give Russell Wilson some trouble. But I don't think this is going to be a cakewalk. I think I've changed my mind. I like Denver plus the 11 points here. I'll take the Chiefs by 8 in this game. Let's maybe call this one 28-20. 28-20, I'll go with Chiefs. And we'll see what happens. It could be higher scoring than that, but Denver's actually scored some points. So watch out for that. Nick Bolton is back. That means when I heard yesterday Nick Bolton would be playing tonight, that said to me Andy Reid is concerned about Denver's offense like he hasn't been in the past. He is more concerned now. He knows him and Sean Payton are friends. He knows he's a good coach and that Sean Payton will have something for him. Denver started this season with an onside kick and wound up losing that game because of that, the score of that onside kick. Sean Payton will take chances. This is his first year. It's his honeymoon period. He will take shots against the Chiefs. There will be trick plays. The kitchen sink's about to be thrown at Kansas City. There are some reports out there that Taylor Swift is flying in and she'll be at the game tonight. Woohoo! She was in stealth mode last week, folks. She flew in from Nashville and spent the night with Travis Kelce. They had a quiet hangout night in Kansas City. So Taylor Swift is flying in and out of Kansas City now privately and quietly. Of course, if she's at the game tonight, that will not be quietly. But Travis will likely have a couple days off after tonight because of the extended week. Makes sense she'd come in. Maybe the game's over. He gets on her plane. They come back in a couple of days. Who knows what the happy couple has planned? But they had a quiet hangout here last week before Travis left for Minnesota. We don't know exactly what night that was. If she's there tonight, she's checking every box. This game is on Amazon. Great. Amazon loves her. She's already been on CBS and NBC. They love her. Remember, she's a media mogul. She's checking boxes of different networks here. I like that. No problem with that. I will be more interested in watching the officiating tonight, and here's why. I don't like talking about officiating. You've listened to this podcast, and you've listened to me on the radio for a long time, and you know I don't spend hardly any time talking about officiating unless there's one particular call that absolutely was blown, it impacted something, and we talk about it and say officials are human. Then I give you the same line I always say, that everything should be reviewable. Everything always should be reviewable, and I stand by that. There has been so much uproar from everyone the Chiefs are beating right now, and they've just beat their 31st team, the Vikings. Patrick Mahomes did. He's beating them all now, and they're sick of it. And America's tired of the Chiefs. They watch. They can't take their eyes off of it. But they're rooting against Kansas City now unless they bet on them. So the rest of the country thinks the officials are cheating for the Chiefs. Well, the NFL's been on this now. You know, we saw what happened with the offensive lineman, all the calls he's been getting. This doesn't play out. I think over the last 6 years or since Mahomes became starting quarterback, the Chiefs are the third most penalized team in the league. There are no statistics that back this up. There aren't. But we saw something really bizarre in Minnesota the other day, didn't we? We saw a pass interference call waved off and a player, Snead, take his helmet off, not get flagged. We saw that. It didn't look right. We know it didn't look right. Look, I thought the pass interference being waved off was fair. And if that went against the Chiefs, I would have said it was fair. The ball was nowhere close. It was incidental contact. But people are just butthurt over the Chiefs winning. I am concerned that officials in the NFL will overreact here to avoid the appearance of impropriety is always dangerous. But it is a very human thing to do. Avoid the appearance of impropriety. And we'll see. So I'm going to watch the officials tonight and see if I spot any of that. KU basketball got off easy from the NCAA. This was the big news that came out on Wednesday. We did an entire patron podcast on this. If you want to hear all my thoughts on that, go to kksissues.com, click on Become a Patron for $5, sign up. You get all the patron podcasts, including Lee Sterling's Thursday night pick tonight. His selection will be up. Between the Lines 2.0 is there every week. We do patron podcasts, and you get a newsletter on the weekends, typically. And you can hear all of my thoughts on the resolution of the Kansas 5 Level 1 infractions case that were reduced to Level 2 and Level 3. In short, the headline is this. Kansas played this well by dragging it out as long as they did. They spent millions of dollars in legal fees, but it was the right thing to do. And being in the IARP instead of the regular NCAA infractions case, like Oklahoma State did. Oklahoma State went the regular route, and they got a postseason ban. Missouri in 2019 got hit with massive trouble for nothing, basically nothing. Missouri got clobbered. Missouri and Oklahoma State got clobbered in recent years. They weren't part of the IARP. The IARP said with KU, North Carolina State, Arizona, LSU, all of them, all the schools that were involved, they basically said, we don't care. We don't care. So there was some luck involved, but KU also played this well. I go into great detail about all the infractions, what I think, what happened, and I wasn't going to say this here, but I'll say this. If you want to hear it, I talk about an interview that I did with the NCAA almost 3 years ago. They called me. The lawyers for the IARP called me and interviewed me for 52 minutes with four lawyers on the phone. And we talk about that in the Patreon podcast as well. So if you want to hear about that, feel free. It's the kind of thing we do for patrons. It's too long and complicated to do right here in a regular podcast. So sign up to become a patron if you want more. KKHasIssues.com. Do it on your laptop, desktop. It's easier than on your iPhone, and it's only $5 a month. We'd appreciate having you on board. All right, before we get to the rest of our sports, I want to let you know that KKHI is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell and his team have been targeted by corporate America. They won't take his advertising dollars. They won't promote his products. And now they're canceling their banking arrangements with him. American Express has cut his credit line. He's looking for new banking and financing to keep his company going. MyPillow.com, there has never been a better time to buy something from Mike Lindell. They could use the influx of cash right now. You've thought about it. I get emails all the time from people that buy from MyPillow.com, and they love the products. These are quality American-made products that you're going to love. And they're across the board. There's something for everyone on that website. MyPillow.com/KKHI. The promo code KKHI will get you the maximum discount. Or you can call 800-923-9034. Amazing Garage Floors is online at AmazingGarageFloors.net. We still got a couple of good months of weather here to seal your concrete before the city starts throwing that salt and sand all over it this winter. Call Hutch at 913-901-7139 and say, I need my driveway sealed and my sidewalks. Get the sealer on there. And while you're here, can you work me up a bid on my garage floor? And maybe I'll save some pennies here for a couple of months and get that baby done as well. There is nothing like an amazing garage floor from AmazingGarageFloors.net. Okay, our college teams, this could be a rough weekend in college football in these parts. Everybody's on the road. Missouri's at Kentucky, the 11 o'clock kickoff. Missouri hadn't won there in a decade. Kentucky has a good defense, but their weakness is their pass defense. We know what Missouri's pass offense has been. So look for Missouri to go to the air this week, and Kentucky probably not having an answer for Cook and Burden. That's good news. I don't think Kentucky is great at lighting up the scoreboard, but Missouri's defense has been disappointing. It's a tough game, man. Again, just being on the road is a whole different deal. I think the key to this game is quite simple. You can't go play a bad game. I don't think Missouri's going to go play a bad game. I think these teams are very even. And this is about the last 10 minutes of this baby. You got to be fresh, you got to be up, and you got to be focused, and you got to make plays down the stretch. And I'd like to say that Missouri did that against Kansas State, but they didn't really do that against Kansas State. That game was kind of a game of giveaway. There's a lot of mistakes on both sides of the ball, both teams, in that game. That was not a polished football game. It was entertaining as all get out, but neither team was very polished. So we know Missouri's trouble last week was they played really well, but then they just had nothing at the end. They got beat 22-7 in the fourth quarter. Can't do that. Key here is, do we see a sign that Missouri learns how to finish? That's what I want to see against Kentucky. Kansas is on the road. Their last road game at Nevada was just a complete head-scratcher. So we don't know if that's because they were on the road or because they were playing Nevada and looking forward to the Big 12. I don't know. Kansas, nobody looked better than Kansas last week. But all they did was line up and run the football. That was pretty easy against UCF, which has no defense. So they just lined up and ran it. I think they completed 8 passes last week, KU did. They're at Oklahoma State this week, which Dan Weber said on Monday is an improved football team and playing much better than earlier this year. Stillwater's a tough place to play. Kansas is a road favorite by 3 points here. That's a 2:30 kick. We'll see what shakes out at the quarterback position when the game kicks off. Kansas State is at Texas Tech, 6 o'clock start at Texas Tech. K-State now an underdog. This might be good for them. They've been a favorite at Missouri and lost. They were favorite at Oklahoma State and lost. That's enough of that. We know all about Kansas State athletics. They're better with the chip on the shoulder. They're better as an underdog. Always have been, always will be. They're at Texas Tech, which was thought of to be a real contender in the Big 12 for Big 12 title this year. But they've been a little bit of a mixed bag. It's never easy to play in Lubbock. Kansas State needs a playmaker if they don't find one they're beat Saturday night. There is word that they may start playing some freshman and sophomore wide receivers. If they don't get somebody on the field that can break a play, break a run, make some big plays, Kansas State's going to continue to lose. You can't win in today's Big 12 just by sustaining long drive after long drive after long drive. The one game they had 32 first downs. They won that game, but that is not the playbook. You got to have 2 or 3 big plays in every single game. And you really need one big play on defense or special teams. That's the formula for Kansas State to win. And it's been woefully missing. Major League Baseball, the Diamondbacks get the sweep over the Dodgers. I love this. Looks like there's going to be a National League Championship Series next week when I'm in Arizona for Spencer's wedding. Program note, we're going to do a podcast with Spencer next week. We'll have that one for you. That'll be fun. Diamondbacks sweep the Dodgers. Awesome stuff. Houston wins its series. And they have now won and will compete in 7 straight American League Championship Series. We thought the Chiefs have been on fire with these 5 consecutive games at Arrowhead for the AFC title game. It's been amazing, an amazing run by the Chiefs. The Houston Astros are going to their seventh straight American League Championship Series. That is just amazing. Congratulations to them as the baseball playoffs continue. Our final is brought to you by EarthFX Outdoor. It is not too late to aerate and overseed your lawn. Punch it up this fall or get some work done, some trees trimmed, some brush cleared, or maybe remulch here at the end of the year to make things look pretty all winter long. EEOutdoor.com for all your needs, including building kitchens, fire pits, hardscapes, anything with lighting, drainage, retaining walls. EarthFX Outdoor serves the entire Kansas City metro for over 25 years. Online at EEOutdoor.com. Great Life Golf. Play more golf. Consider this season getting yourself or someone you know a golf membership for Christmas at Great Life Golf. Log on to GreatLifeGolfKC.com. That's GreatLifeGolfKC.com. And you can see all their courses and the one near you and plan to play more golf. And Ron Buck and his team at Buck Disposal have a brand new business. It's pretty simple. They've got giant containers that you can rent. 20-yard dumpsters, 30-yard dumpsters, 40-yard dumpsters, the big ones. They bring them in, you fill them up, they haul them away. If your business does that and you're tired of the poor customer service you're getting with the company you're using, call 913-242-7695 or log on to buckdisposal.com. Our final is a story out of Virginia with an outfit called the National Sleep Foundation. We all like a good night's sleep. It is a huge industry in America between, well, we just talked about MyPillow, between pillows, mattresses, sheets, anything, diets, exercises, you name it. Everybody's got some sort of don't watch, you know, put your phone away, whatever it may be. There's all kinds of advice out there on how to get a good night's sleep. And that's good. I hope that everyone finds their way to sleep. This next one will not be the answer for me. The National Sleep Foundation in Virginia says they have done massive studies and they have found one of the excellent ways to falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer is to wear socks to bed. Yeah, that's not going to happen. There is no chance I'm wearing socks. I would sweat through those socks. They would stink so bad the next day. No way. Not happening. Can't do it. Cannot do it. They say, or use a heating pad before you go to bed and heat your feet, or put them in a warm soak before bed so your feet are nice and warm when you tuck into bed. What? Man, I do everything I can every night to not sweat. Seriously, if I'm cold, I'll grab another blanket. If I'm hot, I'm awake for an hour. It'll take me an hour to cool off. I can't sleep for an hour. I wake up hot and I'm like, oh, get up, get a drink of water. I go into the bathroom. Sometimes I don't have to go to the bathroom. I will literally sit down on the throne and put my bare feet on the cold tile. Am I weird? Sure, we're all weird in our own way. If you wear socks to bed, I want to hear from you. I want some I wear socks to bed emails. Please email about your sock wearing while you sleep. Kevin at kksissues.com. That's our final today, right here. And don't forget to tell people when you run into them that Kevin Keatsman definitely has issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.